Now, you know, oftentimes these readings are read, and I've sat, 50 years in the pews listening to readings, and we're not quite sure what any of them mean. But today, if you took some time to really study the readings, they're two very disturbing readings, I think some people would figure, if you take a look at actually what's happening. But also two very important messages. The first, in the book of Judges, we have the king who makes a vow to the Lord that he will offer in sacrifice whoever comes through the next door in order to win against his enemies. And who comes through the next door? His daughter. Now he has to decide, he has to offer his daughter in sacrifice. And that's why she goes and mourns her virginity and then comes back. And then the final sad lines are, she departed with her companions and mourned her virginity. At the end of the 2 months, she returned to her father, who did to her as he had vowed. It's because their vow was, if you deliver the Amorites into my power, he said, whoever comes out of the doors of my house to meet me when I return in triumph from the Ammonites shall belong to the Lord. I shall offer him up as a burnt offering. And then it says, the daughter came in dancing with Timbals in the sight. And it's a great lesson about the things we ask of God. Sometimes in our sort of naivete and what we think is best for us, we make all kinds of promises to the Lord or all kinds of commitments to the Lord, ask things of the Lord, and it's almost like you have no idea what you're asking. Do you know what it means? Do you know what that would mean? You know, I still ask to win the lotto, the Powerball. I ask that every time I buy a ticket, thinking I could really finish this basilica with it. Right? I mean, that's what I would like to do with it. But I can hear God in the back of my mind saying, you don't know what you're asking. You get that money. Once it's in your hands, who knows what the devil will do with you once you have that kind of authority. And or that I might think I'm going to decide how this all gets fixed the way I want it if you want my money. I have no idea, but those go on in my mind because we have this idea that we know exactly what's best. You know, rather than really trusting in the Lord. Just ask the Lord, but making a lot of these promises or these requests of the Lord, saying, you have no idea what it's going to mean if you ask that. And I think it's a great lesson to be careful about the things that we demand of the Lord, that we would expect of the Lord. Even when we have difficult things in our life, like sickness, the death of a loved one, the healing of someone, it's like, it's God's will that gets done. That's why the responsorial psalm is, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Not forcing God to do our will and then making all kinds of demands of the Lord. The second one, there's still another disturbing one in the second reading, but still a great message. Here's all this invitation to the Lord. Come to the banquet. Come to heaven is really, when you talk about the kingdom of God, that's the heaven. That's the final kingdom of God and its fullness will be when we're all in heaven. So this great invited, but everybody's too busy to go to heaven, all that. So he says, fine, you're invited, but I'm going to go find people who come, who want to come, and he invites them all in. However, when he goes, he sees one that's not dressed appropriately, and he kicks him out of heaven, you know, kicks him out of the banquet. And it's like, hey, that's not nice. Why would God be interested in clothing? And of course, it is a deeper story, a deeper message here, is that going to the wedding in that time, you need to wear the wedding garment. It's a free gift. It's that preparation we often call the baptismal garment now. But this idea of conversion, that heaven, there's some demands of heaven, that we live a certain way, that we are part of the commitment to conversion and to a life with the Lord, that it's not on our terms, like this man said. Because the wedding garment is a free gift that is given to everybody who comes in, but he didn't want to wear it. And it reminds me of my own experience where my mother used to invite everybody into our house and we had people staying with us, but one of the requirements was you had to go to Mass. And so we had cousins and my mother took even this person who was in an abused home, but the idea was that you had to go to Mass if you were going to be at the house because, and this was her requirement, because I have little children here and I don't want to explain to them the example of why you're not going to Mass when we all go to Mass together and you're not going to stay home. You come or you get out of my house because that's the requirement of living here. And I think that's a basic requirement. It reminds me of this where God says, you're more than welcome. Come into the feast. But it's not on your terms. There's a requirement, and that's one of conversion and one of holiness and one of living life with the Lord. So, two great messages, but first reading, I could see people who have no scripture study being like, what is that? I mean, offers in sacrifice his daughter, burnt offering for his daughter, and God is throwing someone out who's not dressed appropriately. But that shows that scripture is very important, but you have to study it. You have to understand what is going on here in the readings, because it's been through centuries. But most importantly, to recognize that what we ask of the Lord, we have to make sure that we are clear about what it is he's asking of us first.